In our breakout and best-selling book, Looking for Angels, A Guide to Understanding and Connecting with Angels, Dr. Scott Guerin and I share how you can communicate with angels, understand signs from the universe and these celestial beings, feel at peace knowing you are always connected to Source, and much more. Get your copy today at lookingforangelsbook.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. And now you can even get the audio version narrated by me and Scott through Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. Seeing a spooky-looking face randomly appear anywhere is enough to give anyone a fright. Now imagine multiple faces materializing on your kitchen floor over time. This is the case of the Piera family in Belmez, Spain, who became the center of a widespread supernatural phenomenon when ghostly portraits started to appear in their home back in the 1970s. This is Supernatural Matters, a psychic story original. And I'm your host, Nicole Bigley. Over the past week, a new episode of Supernatural Matters aired every day leading up to today, Halloween. I hope you enjoyed the weekly series where I shared an unexplained mystery each day and left you to ultimately decide, natural or supernatural. You can find all episodes of Supernatural Matters for free on your favorite podcast player or at supernaturalmatters.com. And finally, to all of you psychic and supernatural listeners out there, Happy All Hallows' Eve. As she walked into her modest kitchen on a hot August morning in 1971, Maria Gomez Piera was startled by what appeared to be the likeness of a face painted on her cement floor. Was she dreaming or perhaps hallucinating, she wondered? No, this strange image on her floor did indeed look like the beginning of a painting, a color portrait, perhaps. As the days passed, the image became more detailed, but no matter how much Maria scrubbed her floor, the face wouldn't disappear. Alarmed by the inexplicable image and worried how quickly news of the mysterious face was spreading in their tiny village of Belmez in Spain, Maria's husband Juan and their son Miguel destroyed it with a pickaxe and a new floor was laid down. For a little while, the Pierres' lives returned to normal, but not for long. Within a week, a new face began to appear in the same place as the old one. This face, apparently that of a middle-aged man, was even more detailed. First, the eyes appeared. Then the nose, lips, and chin began to form. Now there was no way to keep the curious away. Hundreds of people lined up outside the house each day, clamoring to see what had come to be known as the House of Faces. The police even had to be called in at one point to control the growing crowd. As news of the paranormal events spread, it was decided that the image should be preserved. So it was carefully cut out from the floor, mounted behind glass, and hung beside the Pierre's fireplace. Before the floor was repaired, however, investigators excavated the spot and found a number of human bones about 9 feet underground. And while bones were dug up, no skulls were discovered. Some concluded that the faces that had appeared on the floor were those of the deceased. Others were not satisfied with this explanation. You see, most of the houses on the street had been built over a former graveyard, yet only the Piera family home had been afflicted with the mysterious faces. 2 weeks after the kitchen floor had been repaired again, another image appeared. Then a fourth female face followed 2 weeks later. Around this face, there appeared numerous smaller ones. Observers counted anywhere from 9 to 18 faces in total. Over the years, the faces changed shape. Some faded away. In the early 1980s, even more faces began to appear again. What or who created the ghostly faces on the cottage floor? The Piera family were no strangers to supernatural belief. Maria herself claimed to be a spirit medium. Over the next 30 years, the Piera family said that the faces continued to appear, both male and female, and of different shapes, sizes, and expressions. Several investigations have taken place into the Belmez case. At least one researcher has hinted that the images were the work of a Piera family member playing a joke that simply got out of hand. Others claim the faces to be forgeries with pigmentation, a surefire way to create a tourist attraction and create business for Maria's mediumship. The presence of three elements are used in pigments to make paint: zinc, lead, and chromium. Two of these, lead and chromium, are what was used in the cement at the time to lay down the kitchen floor. In 1971, the Department of the Spanish Ministry of the Interior ordered a study to be carried out. It was through infrared photography that they found pigmentation to have been added to the floor. They also said that the paintbrush bristles could be visualized. This theory has been upheld by many skeptical parapsychologists throughout Spain. They reportedly even found that the very first and most famous of the Belmez faces, La Pava, had coloration hinting to the fact that it had been painted. Yet, despite this, there were still many, many claims of faces appearing over the years before the very eyes of witnesses. Further, other chemists who examined the cement and the faces reported that they were baffled by the phenomenon and weren't able to determine the cause. Scientists, university professors, parapsychologists, police, priests, and others have painstakingly investigated the images on the Piera's kitchen floor. None have been able to explain without a shadow of a doubt how the faces got there. One professor went to the area after hearing about the case and is said to have found several historic documents reporting that a 17th century governor of Granada had murdered five members of a local family. The exact whereabouts of where this took place is vague, the documentation since lost. Another professor claimed to have gained recordings of what sounded like a creepy childlike voice, describing it as a mixture between hell and a brothel. Experiments were even carried out by placing foil on the floor, but in doing so, apparently the faces still appeared under the foil. One out there theory is the thoughtographic hypothesis. Thoughtography is the claimed ability to burn images of one's mind onto surfaces. Some believe that the faces were subconsciously produced by one of the owners of the house, Maria herself. The main researchers of the Belmez case in this instance and support this hypothesis were Hans Bender and German de Argamosa. They started working together in the early 1970s, spending 2 years evaluating what they considered a Gothic mystery. Neither published anything about their findings, however. A believer who did publish something, an entire book on the case, in fact, is Jose Martinez Romero. Titled Las Caras de Belmez, it is a collection of anecdotes. He visited the Piera household and claimed to have personally witnessed the appearance and disappearance of several faces over time. At the time the faces appeared, he took photos, but when they were later developed, the pictures showed nothing. Romero returned later to the home with a fellow investigator, Andrew McKenzie. While the faces were still there, they were darker and less defined than before. Romero and McKenzie believed that there was a direct link between the faces and Maria Gomez Piera's state of mind. Many of the hypotheses and theories around the Belmez faces hold Maria as the central influence. But this one suggests that she could and did imprint the faces onto the floor with the power of her subconscious mind. It was noted that the faces would tend to appear when Maria was present, and activity wouldn't happen when she was away from the house. Many believed that the activity would stop when she passed away. But even when she died on the morning of February 3rd, 2004, it's claimed that faces continued to appear on the bare cement floor of her kitchen. The case of the Belmez faces remains a controversial and widely documented paranormal event of the 20th century. Whether they are caused by something supernatural or entirely fabricated, they're still creepy to look at and continue to draw in visitors to this day. Thank you for listening to this episode of Supernatural Matters. So what do you think? Are the faces of Belmez a spooky apparition imprinted by Maria Gomez Piera's mind? The spirits of the dead, long forgotten and disrespected? Or are they the work of a family who wanted to attract worldwide attention? Check out the photos and other evidence at supernaturalmatters.com and head over to A Psychic Story on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter to give us your thoughts. Or you can leave us a voicemail at 1-800-880-1881. You can find all episodes of Supernatural Matters for free online or on your favorite podcast player.